I want to discuss with you this week's parasha. In any halacha relating to this week's parasha. This week's parasha, we learn about Bris Mila, the Ma'aseh of Shechem. The Ma'aseh of Shechem, Shimon and Levi tell the people of Shechem that if you want to join our family, you have to have a Bris Mila. Okay, so they go for it. They're masking, they all circumcise themselves, the whole city, and then Vahiba Yom Hashlishi was on day 3. Biyosam Koyavim, they were Shlishi Lemila. On the 3rd day after Mila is the most painful time, of the recovery. That Chazal explains only for adults. Children, it's not so. Children recover right away. 5 minutes later, they're fine. Not all the time, but very quickly. Children recover very quickly. Adults, this concept of the Shlishi Lemila really applies to adults. It's not really so much for children. But any event, after 3 days is the most painful time. And then all of a sudden, surprise attack. Shimon and Levi, they by surprise, they come on and they wipe out the whole city and they take their sister Dina, they take her back home. So the Mefarshim asks the question, what right does Shimon and Levi, where do they have a right to do this? This is Bemirma, as the Pasuk says. Bemirma, how is it a Achil Hashem when the world hears about what they have done? So the one who asks this question, so as everyone is the Das Zekenim Mibalei HaTosfos, in the back of the Mikros Gedolos. And he says a very simple, powerful answer which opens up a whole new world of halacha. He says because on the 3rd day when they were in pain, they had charata. Unbelievable concept.
On the Mila.
Bring
it back.
They had charata. I don't know if they could bring it back. But the deal was Bris Mila. You want to intermarry with us. You have to become Jews. You have to have Bris Mila. Become Jews, but you have to, that's the first step. Bris Mila. What's Bris Mila? Is a spiritual element of Bris Mila from Avraham Avinu. Okay, so they said we'll do it. Then the tsar, the pain of Bris Mila, by Yosem Koyavim, we have charata. Oh, you have charata. So what are you then? Jesus, you are a gazlonim. You kidnapped Loi Tignoif Ganovim. You kidnapped our sister. Kidnapping is punishable with Misa. And everyone over here is
co-conspirator.
You all joined, you all participated in this terrible thing. There's no must, there's no law and order. You're all deserving of death. Unbelievable. Now there's a Rambam. The Rambam says, interesting question. The Rambam says, what happens if you have a goy? And a goy is Megai. They have this today. This is a very big problem today. People become gerim. They convert. And then, unfortunately, they don't have a strong support group. They go back to their old ways. Chozal l'suro. 5 years later, they're back where they started. They're living a lifestyle of a non-Jew, 10 times worse than they were. But they had a gerus. At the time, they had a sincere gerus. They learned, it was a long process. They learned Torah, mitzvahs, the makabel. They had a good Orthodox rabbanim, top of the line. It was a sincere gerus. And then 5 years later, they're back. They gave up the whole thing. They go back to their old ways. What status do they have? Are they Jewish? If they were, let's say a woman does this, she's sincere, she converts, and then shortly after she goes back to her old ways, and then she marries a guy, or even a Jew, and she has a child, after she goes back to her old ways and has a child, is a child Jew? Ni Yehudi. What's the status? So the Rambam is clear as day, of course. Once a Jew, you always Jew. There's no such thing in Yadlus as opting out. If you're a Jew, you'll be a Jew forever. Rambam is very, very clear. So the question is, if that's tactically the case, then this Das Zekenim, Balei HaTosfos, doesn't make sense. Over here, if they had the Bris Mila, they're Jews. Once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. Okay, so that's an approach. You want to say before Har Sinai, but let's put that aside. Once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. Once you had a Bris Mila, so now that you have Charata, that I'm Jewish, it's too late. You're ready, you're Jew, you're ready in.
You're not talking yet 5 years. This is the first chance.
It does not appear that there's any difference in time. Once there is a sincere...
There is a difference. The whole machlokes you had with Goren, with the Mamzerim, with the Langer, the whole problem with Eliashib, with Sherman,
yeah.
That the whole gerus was based on not accepting.
It was insincere. Okay, that's a different issue. There's a question. The gerus is not done by rabbis that are 100%. So there was a question, was it a sincere geirus? Many times the geirus, they want to marry. They want to marry.
Even if it's done by sincere rabbanim, you don't know what's going on in his mind. He comes out of the mikveh, he goes out,
yeah,
and he goes to McDonald's to celebrate with a cheese sandwich.
No, that's a gilu. Exactly, that's a gilu. You're right, that's a gilu milz that was not sincere. But generally speaking, if there's a sincere geirus, there's no way out. And it doesn't take much for it into halacha to be considered sincere geirus. When you have a situation which is very common, where people get married because they get engaged, they need a boy or a girl that's Jewish, and they want to, and they make a tonight, the parents make a tonight, there's no way you're marrying my daughter, you're marrying my son unless you're Jewish, and they convert. And then, really, I mean, I can tell you there's a high profile case out there, something just like the son Taka converted by Orthodox Rabbanim, and then is this really a sincere geirus? Because after the geirus is over, you see things that are not proper. And certainly, let's say there's a divorce or there's separation, and then they go back to their old ways. That's a gilui milus that was Nazi. But let's say we know for a fact that it's sincere geirus. You can't opt out. Seemingly here at this moment in time, it was indeed sincere. The ones that are administering the geirus, if this is indeed it's called the geirus, is Bnei Yaakov. Right? You don't get a better bezin than this. The Bnei Yaakov, they umal, they did it. So here's the difference. The difference is, what are they having charata on? The bris itself. It's one thing if you go through the conversion process, and then I want to go back to McDonald's. I want to go back to whatever Arayos. This here, you're having charata on the mechanism that made you Jewish. It's a whole different league. Hashem will be Megayer, and then he's eating tarfus. Sorry, buddy, you're Jewish. We're not going to kill you. You're under a subject. You have charata on the bris itself. Ooh, that's already a whole new madrega. Whole new madrega. Then in Chanami, that type of charata possibly l'chora can reverse the geirus and you're not geirus. So this l'chora is the simcha. I never knew why. I always wondered, what's this thing? Gimel today, everything today is a cause for celebration. We live in a whole new world and you're always looking for reasons to celebrate, to make parties and do all these strange things. So today there's something called, I mean, it's not a new thing, it's an old thing of gimel l'mila, a bris l'mila. There's the bris mila, very nice. And then 2 days later, 8, 9, 10, tikkun and shul. The parents come in, tikkun, today is gimel mila. The 10th day of the child's life, it's gimel mila. What's the celebration? The celebration is that by Klal Yisrael, there's no charata. And even the truth is, even if there was, it wouldn't make a difference. This whole possibility that Vahi Bayom Hashlit should be Yitzim Koyavim and you can have Charata is a guy that becomes a Jew and now has Charata. The Simcha of Gimel Lemila is, number one, there's no Charata. And even if there was Charata, it doesn't make a difference.
And the third Simcha.
What was the third Simcha?
Yeah, we celebrate Shimon and Levi's.
Why is that? Why is that a celebration? Violence. You never celebrate violence.
Yeah.
You never celebrate violence.
So why was Yaakov so angry?
Yaakov, because their violence is pikuach nefesh. Klal Yisrael is only less than 70 people. They're not more than 70. They first were 70. They went down to Mitzrayim years later. So how many people are they all together at this point in time? 50, 60 people, and the whole world. They printed the newspaper, Drudge Report. About these violent Jews. It's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. That's why he was worried. Forget about halacha. Let's be practical. Ein dova oimed libne pikuach nefesh.
So does that mean...
A heart in my seat. But I mean, the same is far.
No, but think about it. Okay, if that's correct, Rabbi. So you have a Rish Mila. Okay, fine. We'll accept you. Now, 3 days later, I've asked by Shimon Levi, no, that they have Mecharot. That means they're always Jewish. They kidnapped out. We're going to go. What would Yaakov advise?
Yaakov clearly told him, my advice is leave him alone. Just get out of here. Cut your losses.
And he
cut your losses.
Go get Dina back.
Get Dina back, of course.
But they wouldn't have given up Dina. They wouldn't have given up.
What? We don't know that. That part, they never got to that part of the negotiations. We don't know what would have happened. We don't know. Someone told me yesterday, very interesting, that in ancient culture, you told me I should Google it, there's something called, I don't know the exact term, bride kidnapping. Yeah. You know, you heard about this? I never heard about this thing.
You take the father off after you're 30.
That's the way you get married. That's the way you do it. You grab a girl.
They still do that in Afghanistan.
They did it with Binyamin when they told him afterwards.
So this is bride. This appears to be. Where does it come from? It comes from this. This obviously existed in some parts of the world. That's how you get married. Exactly what Shechem did. Bride kidnapping. You finally go, you chaper. And then you make the negotiations.
Is that what the Gemara says? I think the Mishnah says that if they kidnap the girl for money, she comes back to Kayin Kamara.
There's no bride kidnapping in Klal Yisrael. That's exactly what they're saying. Maybe this is what's done in the Gosha world. This is something. What?
Someone wants to come to
Minnesota. Good, okay, good. So let me come down. This is something that you don't do in Klal Yisrael, bride kidnapping. So we don't know what would have happened, how they would have got back Dina. All we know is that Yaakov Avinu was not happy with this act of violence. He felt that Klal Yisrael ultimately would have suffered from the repercussions of such an act. Okay, let's go to another idea. This is Pasha.
They actually planned it before.
What? Bimirma. Vaydabri la b'mirma lemar. The pasuk says b'mirma. In other words, they knew they would have charata. Shimon and Levi, they assessed their mindset, and they knew that on day three they're going to have charata. What?
They knew it was
that was the b'mirma. You have to deal in ikesh to stop all. You have to deal crookedly with people who are crooked.
20th.
Okay, let's go to another idea. Let's go to, now this same parish also discusses. Okay, let's go to another idea. This week we also learn about the about Bar Mitzvah. This parsha is a strong source for the Inyan of Bar Mitzvah. There's a Medrash that says that Shimon and Levi at this point in time were Bar Mitzvah. They were 13 years old because the pasuk says Ish. How does the pasuk begin?
Ish
Harbo. Ish. The word Ish only used for a person who is a Bar Mitzvah. I always wonder, I don't know, how could they both be Bar Mitzvah? Weren't they born a year apart? Shimon and Levi had at least be 9 months apart. So maybe you'll say,
can't be 9 months apart.
Maybe they were. Maybe
the 31st of January.
Maybe they were not. Maybe they were 9 months.
They were after the Bar Mitzvah.
So okay, but that's what it says. So this is the Makar from us. Now here, so I heard some very interesting questions. So, all you know is they were at least 13. How do you know that they were exactly? We want to learn from over here that you become a Bar Mitzvah when you're 13 years old. Because here they were 13, and they were called an ish. All that means is that once you're 13, you're an ish when you're 13, you're an ish when you're 14, you're an ish when you're 20. So who says Shimon Levi were 13? Maybe they were 25. Vayikach ish harbo. What?
You know Dina was born with a brother, right?
You know Dina...
No, it has nothing to do with
she
it.
Was, she was less than 2.
Yaakov, you know that Yaakov was 91 when and then, so this is in between the 2 years.
We don't exactly.
Until he got, then Yosef was Ben Shvasrei Shana. So this is in between that time.
Okay.
So they could have been 14 and 15.
They could have been a little older. So how do we know? So the answer, as I saw in one of the farsh, you have to take this to connection with it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayetse, Besivus, and Vayar, Ish, Mitzrimaki, Ish, Ivri, Me'achav, Moshe, Vayifin, Koivakol, and he killed him. Then the next that he said to him, "Mi samcha l'ish, Moshe, the sovayar ish, Makeh was about to hit." So he said to him, "Mi samcha l'ish? Who made you an ish? Hal hargeni ato imer kasha arakdes amitzri? Who made you into an ish?" The Medrash says that Moshe at this point in time was 12 years old. He was 12 years old, so they said to him, "You're not even bar mitzvah. Mi samcha l'ish." So from there we learn that until you are when you were 12 years old, you're not an ish. So it has an answer to the kasha. Oh, so how does that answer the question? So how do you know that it was?
He was 18.
Mi samchal ish.
They became ish.
So you're not yet an ish. And since you use the word ish, that indicates that this is where. Okay, it's not perfect. It's not perfect, but you have to put the two together. Okay, but the main topic I want to discuss is, even though you become a bar mitzvah when you're 13 years old, there's a chazal. This is a very interesting topic. Chazal says you're not a bar mitzvah until you're 20 years old. Now the question is, how far in halacha does this concept go that you're not a bar inshin until you're 20 years old? We know that this means that in shemayim, be the adam person is chayiv misa immediately. Once a person is 13 years old, a person is not there and they witness the zahasra, he's chayiv misa. He has to make sure he has shteisaros. But generally speaking, a 13 year old boy does a navera, he is responsible and he'll be punished in bezdin. It only means that in shemayim, if there is no bezdin, be the adam to punish a person, the person will be punished with the shemayim. Shemayim will not act and punish a person until he is at least 20 years old. Where does it say this? Is this halacha? Is this, what status does this have in halacha? Now the truth, the main afgamina is, does a person have to do tshuva for the sins that he has done between 13 and 20? Now the point with this touches upon is, we have this idea by Sarah. Sarah was Meir Shana, the Esmer Shana of Sheva Shanim. Chazal said that she was 100 years, like 20 years old. Just like a 20-year-old is not a Bar Oinshin, so too she was not a Bar Oinshin when she was 100 years old. Because she was Naki Mechet. So this is a Chazal that makes it very clear, this one source where Chazal make it very clear, that a 20-year-old is not a Bar Oinshin. It's very hard to find a source in Chazal, this concept that everyone says that if you're 20 years old, you're not a Bar Oinshin. We find it by Sarah. Chazal compare 100 years old to 20 years old to 7 years old. Just like 20 years old, you're not a Bar Oinshin, so to when she was 100, there was no Chatoim. Okay, that's one Mekar. Another Mekar comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says that Yitzchak Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bonecha Chatu, your children have sinned. Yitzchak says, don't destroy them, we'll make a deal. How long does a person already live? So Yitzchak says, person lives until he's 70. 20, you're not responsible. That's the Gemara. Until 20 years old, you're not responsible. So it's between 20 and 70, 50 years. So from that time, half the time you're sleeping, other half the time you do Beis Akisa, your personal needs. How much time already can you sin? And then finally the Gemara says, Chatzilai v'chatzilach, I'll take half, you'll take half. Okay, the Gemara goes through the whole calculation. But the point that we need to know is that in the beginning of the calculation, the Gemara says, Yitzchak says, for the first 20 years of your life, you're not responsible for your chatoim. So you have a Feresh HaChazal where Yitzchak himself uses this argument that you're not a Bar Oinshin for 20 years. Now here's the Kiddush. It's a Chassam Sofer, I don't remember who says this, is that there's a whole issue. You don't learn Halacha from Agada. Okay, this is a very important principle in for Poskim. And this is the very big issue in Tcheles. You think this is not a dead issue. A lot of the rayos that the murex is Tcheles. You wear Tcheles? You don't wear it? So the people who wear the murex, a lot of the strongest rayos that the murex is Tcheles is not in Halacha. They found in Divrei Agada.
Identify
the murex. The best proof, all the halachic sources, Adrabah, are very big problems for the Murex fans. The very big problem that doesn't stem with the proof that the Murex is the Tcheles. Their big rayos, the vast majority of their rayos, come from the Divrei Agada. So some of the poskim, the big major poskim, tell us, you don't paskin Shulchan Aruch from Agada. Agada is out. You only paskin from Divrei Halacha, not from Agada. Now let's go a step deeper. There's one of the Achreinim says that rule is only true. This is a very big chiddush to me. Never this. There are different types of agada. There's agada medrash rabba, and then there's agada that appears in the Talmud. Fascinating difference. An agada that only appears in medrash rabba is where you don't use as a source for a halachic issue. But a agada that's mentioned in the Talmud can be a source for halacha. I have it here. I have to look up who says this. Fascinating differentiation between different types of agada. Never heard that before. To be used for the murex.
What the Gemara is using it for is to illustrate a halacha. Usually, a lot of times.
Not all the time. There are many.
No,
right.
We don't know what it is.
So here we have two different Mamre Chazal, Ben Kuf, but by Sora, that's the Medrash Rabbah. That's not part of the Talmud. Right. But Yitzchak is a Gemara. It's a Gemara. So that already can be used that until you're 20 years old, there's halachic grounds that you're not a Bar Oinshin, which has nafkaminas. I don't know exactly the other more significant nafkaminas. One fascinating question in the morale is this question is how could it ever be, this could be an nafkamina, this could be an nafkamina, which we don't accept. Let's say it's someone who's 18 years old. He does an aveiros mechalel Shabbos b'shoigeg. It's mechalel Shabbos. I don't know. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. I don't know. Do you bring a carbon? There's a principle. The only time you bring a carbon in the Gemara is on an aveiro that if you would have done b'nezu without eidim v'hasra, you would be chayiv kores. Kores is b'dei shamayim. So if you tell me the lech halacha, this is a chish, no one says a chish, this is the la halacha, that you're not a bar oinshin until you're 20 years old, that can you go to its natural conclusion, which I don't think we accept la halacha, you cannot possibly bring a carbon chatos until you're 20 years old, because it's not shach to be chayef karis until you're 20 years old. And Sarmo is Gzeres HaKos. That's a whole different world. That's a special Gzeres HaKos. That's a halacha by itself. But it's a fascinating insight. How far you go? It's Divrei Agada. Yeah, different types of Agada by Ronchin. Halacha lies, we don't accept the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, he talks a lot about this. By Ronchin, he says that he makes very light of this. He says this is Divrei Agada, and it has absolutely no weight in halacha. That a person is fully responsible for his deeds after his bar mitzvah, and nothing to talk about. And we don't accept this. One thing I did see though is that some want to differentiate. Could be one differentiate between bisman shebeis hamigdash hayakayam and bisman hazeh. Bisman shebeis hamigdash hayakayam, then in Shemayim they do give oinshim that takes away the carbon chatz kasha. They do give oinshim for someone that's under 20 years old. When you're 13 years old, you are chayiv bidei Shemayim. Why? Because then the bezin shalmaila is lamata. The shechina is lamata, and the male, the shechina is lamata. The male has a din of bezin shalmata. Bezin shalmata. There's an oinshim even under 20 years old. It's bizman hazeh when there is no beis hamigdash and the shechina is lamala. That's where we apply the divrei agada that you're not responsible until you're 20 years old. The differentiation between beis hamigdash kayam, then yichayiv the bezin shalmaila will punish under 20 to a time when there is no beis hamigdash. Then this they are lamala. Then there is no punishment until you're 20 years old. No, they're not learning. No, let's not.